If every city would build then it would flip and we would have more demand. It would actually drive that cost down better than anything we could put into a deed. The market's good.
We maybe do, but the public does not. Come to the public hearing. They are enraged about this. Enraged. It's not. This is like Weininger's all over.
I know, and I was it's, not here for that.
It was standing room only. They are so mad about this.
But this is the thing. I really think that you don't get affordable and green space and well parked at the same time.
That's what I was trying to. Like might be so. How would you prioritize these?
You are?
All right, Planning Commission, we have our applicant here, so we are going to get started. All right. We're just. We're going to move the conversations to the lobby so that we can finish this Planning Commission meeting. Love you all. Thanks for coming. XOXO out the door. Yes, I did. All right. Thank you for coming for the work session, and now we are starting the Planning Commission meeting September 12th. Any public comments? No public comments. We will move into agenda item 3, public hearing, consideration of a proposed plat amendment vacating and relocating a public utility easement. The applicant is Mr. Law.
Who is here?
No, but the property owner's
here. Oh, the property owner's here.
Yep.
And Mr. Mackenzie Price will be taking us away. Thanks.
Perfect. So this is a pretty easy one. It's an existing property. There's three lots, 1603 through 1605. The property owner has constructed a home over the two lots, as you can see in this aerial here. And all this plat amendment is going to do is combine the lots and relocate the existing public utility easement that straddles lot 1603 and 1604, 8 feet on both sides, so it's 6 feet, 16 feet total. We're moving it to the other side of 1603. The Questar gas easement, or it might be, I think it's Questar. Gas easement is not being amended or changed through this. The building envelope that is the hatched area on this plot that you can barely see is not being modified in the shape or anything like that. It's literally just connecting lot to lot to lot, which is something that really should have been done before something was built over the property lines. So all this does is clean that up. If the homeowner one day wanted to come in and put an accessory structure to code in the other buildable area, they're absolutely welcome to do that. It just gives them the ability to use the space and clean up that subdivision. So there's a few minor red lines left on the plat. There's the one you see here where they just need to relocate, or they've already relocated the easement. We want them to expand it from 8 feet to 16 feet. City engineer informed me that's the minimum we need in order to actually do any work if it's needed. And then there was a few spelling errors. So they're pretty close to being ready to rock and roll for the Mylar. And the DRC is recommending approval with corrections of, well, it's recommending that you guys recommend to the city council for approval with the engineering and planning corrections. And there's a public hearing because we're vacating the public utility easement.
Excellent. Thank you, Mackenzie. Let's open the public hearing first. Anybody want to make a comment? Seeing as there's,
Were you guys wanting to make a comment or anything?
It's just our backyard.
Oh, so you're just curious.
I just didn't know what you were doing.
Okay.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out from the picture, we just put it together.
I didn't know if he was gonna put a tent in my backyard or a new swimming pool, because I'd go for that.
Only if he lets you use it.
We
just wanted to know. This is my son-in-law that lives with us.
Wonderful.
And I just wanted to know.
Thank you for being here and being aware of what's going on.
I didn't
want
to take over my 3-foot backyard.
All right, we will go ahead and close the public hearing and move forward with any comments or questions from the commission. Any comments or questions? We're all good? You're all good? Everyone's good? All right, we can do a motion if we're ready for that.
Commissioner Jorgensen, seems straightforward. I'll offer a motion. I move the Planning Commission recommend approval to the City Council of the plat amendment for Eagle Point Estates Phase 16, vacating and relocating a public utility easement combining lots 1603, 1604, and 1605, located at 283 East Parkway Circle, with the following conditions: corrections of engineering and planner red lines.
Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen. Do we have a second?
I'll second it, Commissioner Ward.
Thank you. Any comment on the motion or discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
And any opposed? And the motion carries. All right, that was easy. Yeah, you betcha. Best of luck to you as neighbors and friends, and we hope that goes excellently for everyone up there.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. All right, we will move to agenda item 4, review of draft subdivision ordinance amendment and timeline.
Okay, so I'm just going to present you with the draft ordinance for Chapter 4, and then we'll have it on the agenda next time to actually discuss it and give you time to read it. I had hoped to give you Chapter 5, which I am almost done with, but today we went on tours for the consultants that are the two finalists for Hatch Park, and we didn't expect the second consultant to kidnap us and put us in a little minivan or whatever, a shuttle bus, and take us to 4 different parks. And so then we didn't get back here until 5 o'clock, and I didn't get it all finished. So I will have it in the next day or two, and we will send that out to you so that we can also discuss that next week. But what I have for you today is Chapter 4, which is minor subdivisions. It's fairly short. It's about 3 pages. Chapter 5 is much bigger. so that's where we are, but I do want to keep going. We need to get restarted on the subdivision review because our deadline is coming closer and closer, with February 1st approaching, and we have fewer and fewer meetings left as the year winds down. So
thank you, Sherry. Sounds like a fun little field trip today. And then City Council action items. Thank you.
There was one. It was Union Court subdivision.
Oh, yeah. The only thing that has been acted on is the Union Court subdivision, which was approved by this City Council at their last meeting. They haven't had a meeting for a few weeks because of the primary election. Their first meeting in September was canceled, and so next week is their next meeting. Yeah, and there was a 5 Tuesday month in August. So I've had a lot of Tuesdays off. It's been nice.
Good,
as far as Tuesday nights off, not Tuesdays. I've still worked on Tuesdays.
Sherry, did you email this to us too?
I did not. Yes, I will. I know we talked about having a paper copy because you might want to make notes on it, but we'll also email you that too. Okay? That is all we have. What's that?
He's giving you a hard time. He said you could have sent it out on the bus. Yeah. On the van tour today. You could have been working inside the van.
On the laptop while listening to all the cool stuff. But for just to let you know, the two finalists consultants for the Hatch Park design are both excellent. It's going to be a tough decision. They're coming tomorrow, and we have a 2-hour interview with each one of them where they're going to kind of show us some big ideas that they might have for Hatch Park so we can make that final recommendation to the City Council on the consultant at their next meeting next week. So
that's so exciting.
We are super excited to
when
see
can we see it? See them?
Their proposals?
Uh-huh.
We could probably, I think we could share them with you. I don't think there's anything for the two companies. One is G. Brown Design. They did the original concept plan, and the other one is EPG. EPG has done Mill Creek Commons, if you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
Which blows my mind away. It's pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
I want to change the wheels on my roller skates and get out there so I can go on the outdoor roller skate. But it's pretty cool. But we're just really excited to see what big idea, because we don't want to copy what all these other
places have. We want to have something unique that's ours. So it's really an exciting time to get moving on the Hatch Park rebuild.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So we're super excited about that.
Very cool. All right, and then approval of minutes from August 8, 2023. Are there any adjustments to the minutes? And if not, we can do a motion to approve.
It's Commissioner Jorgensen, I live for this.
This is your job.
I make a motion that we approve the August 8, 2023 Planning Commission meeting minutes as drafted.
Great, thank you. Do we have a second?
Commissioner Ward, second.
Thank you. Any comments? All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
And we are adjourned.